to the Let's Talk Purity podcast with Richard and Brittany De La Mora. Purity isn't just for singles, it's for everyone. It's not just for a season of life, it's a lifestyle. So join us as we redefine purity. And now, your hosts, Richard and Brittany.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Let's Talk Purity podcast with Brittany and Richard De La Mora. Thanks so much for your support. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast each and every week. Thank you for the reviews that you guys leave. Like, thank you for just supporting us by just tuning in. It really means a lot to my husband and I. This podcast, by the way, is brought to you by edify.app. Got to give a shout out. If you're not tuning in on edify.app, you should head over there also and check it out because there's so many incredible Christian podcasts on there. So, all right, we have something new for you today. It's going to be with Joshua Broom, ex-porn star, now pastor. We've had him on our show before, but we have him on again. This one is going to be just my husband is interviewing him. So it's really good. It's about overcoming loneliness and lustfulness. But before we get there, I just want to remind you that we have our book out, A Call to Purity. For those of you who don't already know, I just want to remind you this book is not just for young people and single people. I was at an event this weekend and somebody asked me, they saw our book and they go, wow, is it for teenagers? And I'm like, oh my goodness, no. You guys, purity is a heart thing. It is not just a sex thing. So purity isn't just for singles, it's for all people. And our book is actually dealing with the condition of your heart because my husband and I believe that it is our mandate to help people walk with pure hearts because the Bible teaches us that everything that we do flows from the condition of our heart. And so if your heart is impure, then so will your actions be. So this book is really about the heart. And then we have our course. If you're struggling with pornography, please take on this course, lovealwaysministries.com. It is called Search, How to Stop Watching Porn. There's a course for men and women, so make sure you pick up the right one. I do have a code. You can use BRITT10, BRITT10 at checkout, and that'll get you a discount. And then also, if you can, I've been seeing some comments. We have a YouTube channel, and then we also have our audio. So wherever you're tuning in, I get people saying, wow, I wish that this podcast was heard by more people. Well, I have an answer to your prayers, an answer to your request. Can you please help us share it? Can you please write a review, like, subscribe, and share this? Whatever podcast episode you feel is like, if it blesses you that day, can you just share it on your social media platforms? Because that will really help us to get the word out. Other than that, you can connect with us on Instagram, at Love Always Ministries, our website. We're always available to you, lovealwaysministries.com. Okay, and with no further ado, I want to bring you my husband, Richard De La Mora, and Joshua Broom. They have an incredible conversation, again, overcoming loneliness and lustfulness. So stay tuned and enjoy.
What's up, family? My name is Richard, and thank you guys so much for tuning in. And we have literally one of my closest pals, a guy that I talk to on the regular. He is just a powerful man of God, great friend of mine. And you know, guys, he is no guest on this show. He's family. He's always with us. It's the one and only Joshua Broom.
My God.
Jay Broom, thank you so much for being here with us, man. It's just it's so good to see you. It's been like a year.
Yeah, almost.
Since I saw you in person.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So what are you doing in this California area near beautiful San Diego?
Yeah, so I'm hanging out with my brother from another mother.
Come on.
You know? But the same father.
Yes. Yes.
What's today? Thursday?
Thursday.
Thursday. So Saturday night, I get the honor and privilege of taking part in chapel for the Chargers game. I know they're playing the Raiders. I know that's your team.
Yeah, I'm a big Raiders fan.
But just the honor and privilege to speak to those guys. And we're talking about journeying with God.
Yes.
And just sharing that I obtained, you know, all these things that I thought would make me happy.
Yeah.
And I figured out that they didn't work and my life was in this, like, pit.
Yeah.
And then I was walking with God and it was a process.
Come on.
It wasn't just a like, yes, like Jesus, like, yes, saved my soul,
yeah,
and gave me a new heart, like, in that moment.
Yeah.
But walking with him has been a process.
Come on, let's stop right there, because if anybody knows, they've seen you on social media. I mean, you're all over. You type in Joshua Broom on the news thread. You're with Candace Owens. You're on this TV show, this talk show, blah, blah, blah. Like, they see your success and they probably,
yeah,
think, man, he just arrived here overnight. You know, he was,
right,
this ex-porn star. Now he's this preacher ministering all over the world.
Yeah.
And oftentimes people could just think that you stepped into the promised land.
Yeah.
But you aborted the process.
Yeah.
And I know there's a process through it all, because,
yeah,
you and I've actually talked through it all. I
yeah
knew you before. You were still challenging and,
yeah,
rich. I don't know what I'm doing,
right,
what's going on. I'm kind of stuck,
yeah,
in this season. To the listeners watching,
yeah,
maybe they're stuck in a season,
yeah,
that looks like there's hope.
Right.
Like Joseph, they see the dream. Like David,
yeah,
they were anointed to be king.
Yeah.
Yet they're still stuck.
Yeah.
How are you able to maneuver through that process and allow God to really, like, refine you and help you in that season of your life?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny that you brought up Joseph, because I think he's such a great example of leadership.
Yeah.
In that, like, yes, he was called and anointed by God at,
yeah,
an early age, but he found himself in a pit,
mm-hmm,
and he found himself being compromised,
yeah,
lied about,
yeah,
put in prison, wrongfully,
yeah,
accused, tempted, and throughout all of that, even though he was in a season that,
yeah,
was unfamiliar, uncomfortable, he continued to be obedient.
Yeah.
Because God was preparing
Come
him
on.
For what he had next.
Come on.
And I just want to say to somebody listening, it's like, man, just be patient in the,
yeah,
process, because often God wants to do something in you,
yes,
before he does something through,
Ooh,
you or for you.
Come on, so good.
Yeah.
You know, when fruitfulness is absent,
yeah,
temptation could be very present.
Oh, yeah.
Were you ever tempted?
Oh, 100%.
To kind of, like,
yeah,
go back or be like,
yeah,
God, I don't know. Or maybe just, like,
yeah,
maybe follow the path with God, yet you're like, I'm going to just give up on the preacher, the evangelist.
Yeah.
Like, were you ever tempted?
Yeah, 100%. I think specifically the way I was tempted was that I longed for the approval. And when I wasn't operating out of acceptance,
yeah,
when I was trying to go back to my old thinking, and I was operating out of achievement.
Mm.
So, like, thinking about, like, me, high achiever personality,
yeah,
and my achievement drove my happiness.
Exactly.
Like, if I had that momentary achievement, I would be happy.
Yeah.
And I think, like, in ministry, there's a lot of big wins, but that's not, like, every day.
It's
that's
true.
Not every season.
That's true.
And I think it's so easy to get caught up in, well, I'm not experiencing what I think,
yeah,
my life should look like, or what I think, you know, I should be accomplishing.
Yeah.
And it's easy to look back. It's,
yeah,
easy to be like, you know, everybody except Joshua and Caleb wanting,
yeah,
to go back to Egypt.
Yeah.
They forgot about, you know, splitting the Red Sea, forgot about the water,
yeah,
from the rock, forgot about,
yeah,
you know, the smoke and the fire and everything else. We're like, oh, we should just go back to Egypt.
Absolutely.
And then Caleb's like,
yeah,
come on, guys.
Yeah.
The promised land is here.
Yeah.
He's provided for us in the past. He'll provide us, you know, for us in the future.
Mm.
You're listening to the Edify Podcast Network. We'll be right back. This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app. This is the Edify Podcast Network. Welcome back.
I love what you said, and I don't want to overlook this. You said that every season is not a win.
Right.
But I do believe that there is wins in every season.
Yeah.
If you can just see it correctly.
Yeah.
How did you see your seasons correctly?
Yeah, just like thinking about, like, David, Psalm 23, is like, Lord, you are my shepherd. I shall not want. So laying my wants, my success, my, you know, my understanding, belief, and victory,
yeah,
But it's not about me.
Yeah.
It's about furthering the kingdom.
Come on.
And even more importantly, it's not even about what I could ever do for the kingdom.
Yeah.
It's about me growing closer to Jesus Christ every day. Like me growing in intimacy with Him. Because so often as ministers of the gospel, which we all are, like if you're a follower of Jesus, you're an ambassador for Christ and you're carrying that word of reconciliation.
Yeah.
And sometimes your life's not going to look like what you think it should, but your objective is not to achieve, it's to obey.
Hey, that is so good. Man, that's a good word, man. I could just sit on the thoughts, but we asked on Instagram questions for my boy Jay Broom.
Yeah.
And one of the big questions that we've got recently right now on Instagram, they asked, how do I overcome loneliness?
Yeah.
And I think we can go kind of deep on that because I know that's just a simple word, but you could even be married and be lonely.
100%.
You could be successful
and
still be lonely.
Yeah.
How do you help people who battle loneliness?
Yeah. I mean, I think when you have an appropriate understanding of who God is and you draw close to Him, like that is where intimacy is found.
Yes.
And I think when we try to replace God with things, people, like even our marriage, even our kids, even our ministry, when we try to replace the intimacy that God is calling us to have, we will feel lonely. We will feel, you know, discontent.
Yeah.
So like for me, it's like I have to spend time with God.
Yeah.
I have to talk to Him.
Exactly.
It's like your faith, it can't be passive. It has to be active. So I have
to
actively be walking out and stepping into my relationship. Not, you know, not my status, but my relationship with Christ. And that is where intimacy is found.
That is so good. On this journey, in this process where you're at, you know, sometimes you can think that you did this by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, oh man, I kill it. I like how a lot of people say, like, oh, it's all me who did it.
Right.
But the reality is you had people along with you on your journey to help you become Joshua Broom, to help you just do all the incredible things that God has called you to do.
Yeah.
When it comes to friendships and relationships, I know you're intentional.
Yeah.
And I know this because there's a lot of people that email you, a lot of people want to talk to you, a lot of people this and that. How do you go about like finding good friendships? Maybe there's someone right now watching this and they're like, I don't even know I have good people around me.
Yeah.
How do I know that this person's for me and not against me? How do I know that this person's not a leech and sees my gift but wants nothing to do with me? I recently watched this Elvis movie.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting like movie, but one thing is like, man, his manager was kind of like leeching on himself, and then he realized, dude, you're not really for me.
Yeah.
How do you pick your friends?
Yeah, I mean, if I had to put it in a sentence, I would say that the evidence of health is fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you look at John 15, you know, it's like, if you remain in me and I in you, your life will bear much fruit.
Much fruit.
But apart from me, you can do nothing.
Yeah.
And also in that scripture is talking about like cutting off dead branches.
Yeah.
And why would you cut off dead branches? Because they're not producing fruit.
Come on.
Yeah, so I would just say like, you know, just have self-awareness. I think that's something as men or as just people in general we need to get better at. It's like having self-awareness and just saying like, hey, is this friendship like producing fruit?
Yes.
Like is it like benefiting me? Is it edifying?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Because awareness leads to fruitfulness.
Yeah.
It's so funny. So my word for last year was awareness.
Yeah.
Like God, help me to be aware.
Yeah.
Help me to be aware of what's going on in me. Help me to be aware of what's going on around me.
Yeah.
So I can be more like you.
Yeah.
I also think that this helps people in the journey to lust of temptation.
Oh, for sure.
Because people often think that adultery just happens.
Right.
Like instantly, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I see a girl. I look at her. I'm going to bed with her.
Yeah.
It happens little by little.
Yeah.
But I really believe that happens because of lack of awareness.
100%.
Like asking ourselves the big question, why do I want to talk to her?
Yeah.
Why do I want to reach out to him?
Yeah.
Say if somebody is being tempted with lustful thoughts and I don't know, maybe they're being triggered online.
Yeah.
How can we help them and give them awareness to traffic through that so they don't find themselves doing something that is out of character.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, like back to Joseph, like when Joseph was tempted with an opportunity to sleep with Potiphar's wife, did he say, you know, I'm going to stand strong and man up.
Man up.
Right.
So but that looks like weakness.
Right.
So, doesn't it,
so,
though?
It looks like weakness through human eyes. But God doesn't operate the way we do.
Absolutely.
He's like, hey, if there's something that you're about to trip over, move it.
Move it.
Don't walk around it because it's still going to be there.
Move it.
Yeah. So it's like I love the book, Eugene Peterson, Long Obedience in the Same Direction.
Yeah.
Like that's a healthy walk with God. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, like you were saying, it's footprints. It's step by step. Obedience in the same direction. Step by step. Moment by moment. And then on the reverse of that, like, that's how you get to somewhere you never intended to do.
Absolutely.
To go. It's like a small sin or a small compromise led to a bigger compromise, to a bigger compromise, and all of a sudden, I'm doing something I never meant to do, being someone I never intended to be.
God, so good.
Yeah.
And that's all just really just stemming to just being aware of what's going on around us. I know you're big on social media. If you're not following my boy, it's I Am Joshua Boone, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But you got to be aware on that too. What you're looking at, what you're feeding yourself. When it comes to just your visual life, to social media, do you have boundaries?
Oh, 100%.
With social media, not just temptation, but just like the overconsumption of social media. Because I really feel sometimes social media is a trigger to comparison, a trigger to lust, trigger to anxiety, right? I've never seen so many people battle with the spirit of anxiety.
Yeah.
How do you learn to manage that and not it affect your influence?
Right. Yeah, I think you touched on something really powerful, because it's so easy to believe that you have influence because of you. You don't, right? You have the hand of God on your life.
That's so good. That's so good.
Through
that's
you. So it's like you need to put boundaries in your life, because if Jesus... If he embodied and exemplified rest, as should we.
Yeah.
Like, and I think like time management was, again, something that Jesus modeled.
Yeah.
Jesus was wise with his time.
Yeah.
And he understood that because he took on the role of being fully human, he had limitations.
Come on.
Right? So it's important for us to put boundaries in our life. Yeah. So for me, that looks like my wife has passcodes to everything. Her iPad is connected to my phone, so she sees my text messages.
Yeah.
For the most part, and then also, don't do dumb things, don't open up every direct direct message from someone who looks like
don't play with temptation,
right? Don't let curiosity lead you in a place that you know that you shouldn't.
If there's someone right now who is walking on the path of purity, and you know they're doing great, they're not dabbling into pornography, they're not dabbling in the DMs, they're doing something that's just out of character. What would be a word of encouragement for them in the long run?
Yeah, I would say again that long obedience in the same direction, but also like not only long obedience in the same direction. Don't be fooled to believe that your heart is pure just because you're not succumbing to pornography.
Thank you. Good.
Like you could be, looking for affirmation.
Yes.
You could be struggling with pride. You could make ministry an idol.
Yeah.
So it's like, know that, your heart is deceitful.
Yeah.
But just like you were saying earlier today, it's like, man, just really ask God to search your heart and bring to the forefront of your mind, literally pray that dangerous prayer. God, show me my inadequacies.
Yep.
Show me how I'm offending you.
Yep.
Like bring that to my attention because I want to submit to you. Yep. So like that is where purpose is found. That's where freedom is found.
Absolutely.
It's through surrender.
Yes.
It's not you doing anything. It's you surrendering to the one.
Dude, that is so good. Good word. Gabriel, I know a lot of people, and I know you do, but if someone was to ask me personally, who are a few people in your life that really embody purity, health, I really believe that you're one of them. You have a crazy past of years in the adult film industry.
Yeah.
but you look nothing like your past.
Yeah.
Product of God's grace. God has restored you, renewed you, redeemed you.
Yeah.
You're a brand new man.
Yeah.
But in order to have this glow, there has to be some type of private devotional time with God, correct?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. How do you make sure that your intimacy with God is on point, that it doesn't become familiar? Like, how do you allow that freshness just to, like, hit your life?
Yeah, so for me, I start my day with, you know, 15 minutes of, you know, just devoted time, just, like, digging into the Word. And then the last thing I do before we go to bed, so no matter how late it is, no matter what time it is, my wife and I, we listen to one chapter.
Yeah.
We're just going through the Bible, and we listen to one chapter, and then we ask each other two questions. Like, what did you hear, and what do you think?
I love that. What did you hear, and what did you think?
Yeah.
So you guys just ask this, like, periodically.
Yeah.
That's cool, because you're, like, sharpening each other, right?
Yeah, because she's going to see something that I didn't see, and God's going to reveal something to her that wasn't revealed to me, because we, like, even though the Holy Spirit is dwelling within each of us, we both are looking at Scripture through, you know, perspective, new eyes.
Love that.
Yeah.
Last question, big question, and it just really hit me. You do a lot of ministry. You're always traveling. You're always out and about. And the reality is that when you're doing that, something else is going to be hindered.
Right.
How do you manage both lives? How do you manage Joshua Broom being healthy, but your children at home and your wife, to making sure that that's not out of balance?
Yeah.
What would be some tips? Maybe someone's watching here today and they're like, I'm doing a lot of ministry.
Yeah.
Like, how do I manage that world?
Yeah. I mean, I think just understanding that God is a God of order.
Yeah.
He's a God of detail, and He's a God of hierarchy. So if something in my life is out of order, everything in my life is out of order.
Wow, that's good.
So just understanding that my relationship with God is the absolute most important thing in the world.
Come on.
And I can't serve my wife
if
my relationship with God is not right.
Yeah.
I can't be an effective minister of the gospel if my relationship with God is not right.
Yeah.
I can't be a good father to my kids if my relationship with God is not right, because I'm going to see myself through a distorted lens. I'm going to see God through a distorted lens, which is going to make me see people through a distorted lens. So, you know, it sounds simplistic, but make sure that the order of your life is God first. Seek the kingdom first, and everything else will be
out. Everything else will be out. Why? Because order affects outcome.
Yeah.
Dude, Jabril, thank you so much for being here with me and, you know, my wife and my family. We love you.
Yeah.
Family, my boy, I am Joshua Broom. If you're not following him, what are you doing? Jabril and I, we also shot a porn course called Surge. Yeah. Him and I teach the men lessons. My wife and Yama Alexis teaches the women. So if you're battling with lust, temptation, or if you're being, but we're talking about awareness, if you're feeling like you've been battling with a little bit of lust, check out the course at lovealwaysministries.com. Jabril, once again, thank you, my brother.
Sorry.
I love you. You guys, hope you guys love this too as well. God bless.
Thanks for checking out Let's Talk Purity with Richard and Brittany De La Mora. Tune in next time for another powerful conversation about purity. And for more faith-inspiring podcasts, download the Edify podcast app from the Apple and Google Play stores and at edify.app. That's E-D-I-F-I.app.